That's right. We're starting right now in the loop. Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You got myself, Reginald Toulon. No football Friday here. Get involved with the program. The YouTube's up. The Twitch is up. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube. 610 Houston on Twitch. And, of course, always the text line, 713-572-4610. And this has nothing to do with the football of it, but my football Friday was going great until I did the thing. John, you've seen me do it multiple times, which is drop my pen. I don't know why.
I got extra pens for you.
I don't know why I keep dropping my pen. I'm going to lash out because clearly it's my responsibility. Right? Like I'm a human being with hands. I should be able to hold on to a pen. I'm blaming the desk.
You're blaming the desk.
I'm lashing out and blaming the desk.
I'm good with you. I got your back.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Yeah. but let's get into this, man. One of the things with this Texans team as we head into your noon game on Sunday at NRG, roof fixed against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you'll hear that right here on 610. yesterday, we were watching practice, as is, you know, super important right now because you have a lot of people on the injury designations, or like that we were looking for on the injury designations. Obviously, Joe Mixon has still been, you know, indisposed after that injury off the hip drop tackle. You're still trying to see what's happening with Tank Dell after this weekend. And the injury report got a little hefty.
It got a lot hefty.
Yeah, man, I was kind of like, wait, what is happening here? Because all of a sudden you have like Nico Collins popping up with a hamstring. He was a limited participant in the course of this practice. Obviously, you still did not have Joe Mixon. Damian Pierce, we had like some scuttlebutt going around that he would play this weekend. But, I mean, again, did not practice. It was like, hey, man, what is happening with this injury report? And with that
Tank being...
Yes. Yeah. Tank Dell, who we found out more about, like, obviously he has the hand, but also like supposedly something to do with the chest,
the ribs,
in there. So the, which I look, if you hear, when I hear like ribs bruised, cracked, anything like that, that sounds terrible, right? It's in the trunk. It is in like the core of your body. And also it sounds like if you breathe wrong,
you know,
if you laugh wrong, you are in a world of pain. So that, look, I do not envy Tank Dell in that regard, but yeah, that's a lot of guys that we're talking about, and especially a lot of people that factor in a big way to this Texas team.
I mean, let's think about it. Yeah, you know, what are we talking about when we come into the season outside of C.J. Stroud? Nico, Tank, Mixon, Stephon.
Five-headed monster.
Three of those dudes might not play. Probably won't play. Like Nico, Tank, and even though Nico was limited, what worries me about that is it happened on Wednesday. Like, whatever it was.
A hell of a practice, man.
Yeah, it happened on Wednesday. And if it's a hammy or something, he's not going to play. I mean, he's just not. You know, if something happens like that, and we don't know for sure. It said hamstring on the injury report, though. And so I'm thinking, okay, if it happened on Wednesday, he's probably not going to play. We have to watch today's practice. So no Nico, no Tank, no Mixon. And maybe not Damian Pierce.
And then Jimmy Ward with his groin did not practice on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know to what extent that is. But, I mean, again, Jimmy Ward factors in a big way when it comes to this defense. And so you've got a lot of people popping up on this injury report, which I think then leads us to the question that who now has to step in if you do have some bad things happening, right? If you do have Nico Collins all of a sudden with that hamstring being less than capable of going, or maybe not even being able to be like 100%, even if he is going, right? Tank Dell, it seems like he's just not going to play this week. Like, that feels to be what we're dealing with here. I mean, we mentioned Joe Mixon.
I don't see it happening.
It's not going to happen. A couple of days not practicing. Is Damian Pierce still out, right? Like, now are we considering that Cam Akers, RB1 once more? And then, you know, Jimmy Ward thing also adds a little bit, because now we're talking about the defensive secondary with, I think, a depth chart that we are not necessarily entirely sold on in the defensive secondary. Who has to carry the load? Who has to step up and really show out for these Texas teams?
Well, it's obvious to me, and that's Stephon Diggs and Cam Akers. You know, two new acquisitions. One of them, after training camp began, all of a sudden... You know, Cam Akers has to do something in the run game. We're going to dig in deep on the offensive line. It's a big story. It's the story for the game. And Stephon Diggs. Like you can't count, although you'll hear this later about during confessions about John Metchie, but you can't count on John Metchie. Xavier Hutchinson has had a couple of moments here and there. He'll be filling in for Nico. Metchie will be in for Tank, or vice versa, however it plays out. It's Stephon Diggs, man. It's Stephon Diggs, because number one, you want to be able to get in some third and shorts, which we've been talking about all week, and you want to be able to get some points on the board and actually light it up a little bit, even though we've seen some hints here and there. I think it's Stephon Diggs, 100%.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like you should be encouraged that Stephon Diggs has, I mean, even in the course of this, week one, he got a couple of touchdowns. But week three, we saw him, you know, really get some targets, get some catches, get some yards on the board. I know that over the course of it, the offense did not play at a high enough level all the way around. And I guess a lot of that is like kind of some penalties and then just like a lack of focus that then took some of those things off of the board. But at the very least, that connection seems to be there in a way that now, if that has to be a focal point, I mean, you knew that Stephon Diggs was capable of playing at that level. CJ Stroud was capable of playing at that level. And it seems like they are on a good enough, they have a good enough rapport that that should step up. I do think that then John Mechie, Xavier Hutchinson, I think also, but John Mechie, I think that he has an opportunity to do something within this game. Like, it was one of the reasons why we talked so much about him. Coming into this season and preseason and the like, was he started putting it on the field, putting it on paper, some of the things that we were talking in a hypothetical sense about with him.
Yeah.
Now is an opportunity, possibly, right? Obviously, with Tank, Tank is likely to be out, so I think Mechie definitely gets some opportunities with this, even if it's just being active and getting a little bit more time on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But he might get a lot of time on the field, and some of the things that you're trying to replicate, he is the next guy up to be able to do some of those things. I think it's a good opportunity to finally get a chance to see something from a player that was highly regarded, that was drafted highly, and just has not had the opportunity due to poor luck and then in some ways, you know, a roster that has gotten stronger over time.
And then there's the other side of it, and I think ultimately this might be, this won't make a lot of people feel better if the defense wins the game. Because people want to see what's the offensive line doing, false starts, pre-snap, all that stuff. Can Cam Akers run the ball? Is Stephon, as I just mentioned, going to be able to, you know, to do some things offensively and really carry the load? But remember, Figgy, you were there at the Texans, was it the preview, the kickoff?
Season premiere. We said all the words
around
it.
Mark Vandermeer was on the stage interviewing some players. And I thought about this morning. And he had Jimmy Ward on stage.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Ward told him, this defense feels like we can win some games. In other words, he was kind of saying, we know what the offense is. We know what the expectations are with CJ, et cetera. But this defense feels like we can win some games. Well, now would be a very good time for that to happen. Now would be a very good time for the defense to get the sacks, to get the picks, to get the turnovers, to stuff a really, you know, a really struggling quarterback. It won't make us feel a lot better because we want to see what this offense can do.
It won't
do.
Make me feel better at all.
No, it won't.
Actually, yeah.
But if you want to win and, you know, we're talking about who has to step up, well, let's see that defense, Jimmy. And Jimmy may not even play, but I'm saying let's see that defense, because if you say we feel like we're going to win, we can win some games on the defensive side of the ball, now's a great time.
Yeah, the problem is that defense for the, you know, the Jags is not good at all, right? Like,
I get it. It won't make us feel better.
We're talking about some really important players on offense. Don't get me wrong. Nico Collins, who I'm very content to say is wide receiver one, with all due respect to the plethora and the talented wide receiving core that you've put together, right?
Yeah.
Tank Dell, who has been like an explosives guy for you, right? I understand that. Joe Mixon, I don't even need to tell you exactly why he factors in so valuable or in so much to what you're doing offensively. Still, even with all that being the case, like, especially against a team defensively that looks as poor as it feels like the Jaguars have played, even if you're getting into some of the depth of this, it still needs to look like you're out here doing and capable of doing some of the things that are happening, even if it's not everything.
Well, that's what we want. You know, that's what we want. But, you know, if you're 3-1, obviously that's a huge, you know, thing to have. We might still be having these same conversations about the line because you're right. I've said it a couple of times this week. That defense has given up over 28 points a game, man. If you've got to be able to, you've got the Jacksonville defense.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to make hay on that. But if you're saying who has to step up, given that the offense has been, you know, decimated somewhat, it's those guys. It's those guys on the defensive side of the ball.
How do you feel about Robert Woods within all of this, right? He remains a veteran within this. They did not go the route that we thought maybe they possibly would, where they just go after the big three. When it comes to the wide receiving core, that they went all young, they didn't do that. They made sure that they had Robert Woods within this. It feels like this is an opportunity for him to step in and show his, you know, consistency and his veteran nature, veteran savvy within it for the
Well, he's going to get the snaps. There's no question about it, Abby, because we, you know, we'll be following practice today, and today's practice obviously is really important in terms of who we think to play or not. Well, he's going to get his snaps for sure. But I feel like, you know, obviously Stephon is going to get the most attention now for sure. He's going to be the guy, you know, that's going to be getting the most attention. I still feel like he's going to be the guy. And either Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie, Robert Woods is going to be what we know he is, and get a few catches and move, maybe hopefully move the chains, et cetera. But I feel like it's going to be those other two guys.
I want to see what John Metchie do, man.
Yeah.
Like, this, to me, this would be the perfect time for him to step up and show that he can at least come up big in some moments.
Yeah.
Because remember, they released Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I ain't saying Noah Brown was the best thing coming, but he was solid whenever CJ needed somebody like that last season.
Yep.
So you gave him up to keep somebody like a John Mitchell.
He had a 175-yard game or something in that neighborhood.
Yeah, he had a couple of 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think right now would be the perfect time to have a Noah Brown type of guy that you could kind of lean on a little bit. And I feel like Mitchell should be that guy.
And yeah, in some ways, the way that we've talked about it, Robert Woods kind of profiles as the Noah Brown, like, just consistency guy that, mm-hmm, you know is going to come in and do what you want. It'd be great if you could have John Metchie kind of give you some of those things. I appreciate that as well. But I kind of want to get to the Jimmy Ward of this, right? Mm-hmm. If Jimmy Ward, him not playing on a Thursday, right, or not practicing, rather, on the Thursday leading into this game,
mm-hmm,
if that is any level of, you know, predictor of whether he will play on Saturday.
It's a big predictor.
What do you need to see defensively, right? Like, I think, for one, we know Aziz ends up being, I mean, he is the leader on this defense, mm-hmm, in a way that Jimmy Ward has been in the past, and I'm sure they both kind of are still big voices when it comes to that defense. Aziz is going to have, you know, that presence still on the defense, so it's not like you're losing that entirely. But
yeah,
when it comes to that safety spot, like, how are you feeling when it comes to stepping into that place? Because I know that the Jaguars aren't a great team,
mm-hmm,
but they still have a deep depth of target. And one of the things we talked about was deep plays.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they got on in week one. Are you confident? Are you comfortable? Is that something where you're hoping to see some level of picking up of the load there?
Well, of course I'm hoping. I don't feel real confident about
it.
What do you have? MJ Stewart, you know, Eric Murray. And by the way, isn't it going to be funny to see how they line up if Jimmy Ward doesn't play? Because they've been telling us all year long, all offseason, all training camp, all early in the season. Oh, yeah, Jalen Petrie's a safety. Jalen Petrie's a safety, but we put him at, you know, in the nickel. Do they move things around?
Do you think they put him back at safety?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They've been telling us that he's a safety.
I mean, some of the people we're talking about, you mentioned, obviously, Eric Murray, who is basically a starter. He's a starter right now anyways. Yeah. But MJ Stewart is in that room. Kalen Bullock. That we have been, you know, had a lot of, you know, a lot of good things to say about, and we feel really good about. And obviously, he's produced in some ways early. Jalen Petrie is also a possibility there. How does that move around? Do they feel confident with Miles Bryant getting any time type of go? Do you see someone like D'Angelo Ross or, mm-hmm, even Desmond King, right, get some level of shine within this? I think it'll be really interesting to see if Jimmy Ward doesn't go. And of course, today's practice report, later in the show and probably into the drive, will give us a lot of information when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But what they do in the secondary wise is going to be really interesting, because depth in the secondary was a question for us. And now, if you possibly don't have Jimmy Ward, you have to see what that depth looks
like. It's going to be really fascinating to see how they play this at the safety position. Kalen Bullock's probably going to play the majority. But again, Jalen Petrie, if he stays in the nickel, maybe that's just what they want, because, you know, he can be a valuable asset there, you know, around the ball and stuff. But they've been saying he's a safety. We're just putting him there. Well, this is an opportunity to maybe put him there. If they don't, it'll be very telling.
Yeah, ultimately, the real step up is the thing that we've been talking about all week, which is the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, when it comes down to it, if you have these injuries, wide receiver wise, you know, making sure that you give CJ the time to be able to get to some of these guys, you've done a good job getting separation. And not to say that I don't believe in Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie or Robert Woods, but in the off chance that there is maybe, mm-hmm, less separation within those guys, within that core of guys playing, as opposed to what you get with Nico and Tank, what I think then becomes even more imperative is making sure that it is blocked up in a great way, consistently enough for CJ Stroud to be able to pick defenses apart with his capabilities.
They need Cam Akers to make him look good. Cam Akers really knows how to read this line blocking scheme. And so it's not just them. It's Cam Akers as well. You know, here's the thing. And as we're talking here, I just kind of realized it. I shouldn't be this nervous about this game. And yet it is kind of a nerve-wracking week for if you're a football fan in the city, you know, because there are so many questions and I guess skepticism, you know, that we have on this team. Safety, offensive line, running back, receiver. I mean, this is a wild week. This is a huge, huge week for this squad.
A lot of that is because of the kind of the injuries. If you did not have these particular injuries popping up in the time that they did, right?
Mm-hmm. But not all of it, because they're still not looking good.
Yeah, and I think it would be a lot of it offensive line, which I'm right there with you on.
Yeah.
And then what else are you looking at? Because for me, it's just I'm trained on the trenches. Yeah, and
running back, Cam Akers, can he do it? You know, it's a very nerve-wracking kind of time right now.
Is it bad that it's more the resignation on the running game for me already?
It ain't great. It ain't great.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think you're wrong. You know, I think I said it Tuesday. This might be the biggest week a Texans offensive line has maybe ever had. When you consider expectations, investment. The number of players that are premium, either paid or draft picks, and the way they've looked, this is a huge week for the offensive line. Absolutely huge.
Yeah. Someone texts in and asks if we have any updates on Christian Harris. I haven't seen anything.
No.
To that end. I mean, obviously, after this week, he would be eligible to return from the injured reserve. I imagine that we'll probably get more information and hear more about that over the weekend with the game and then afterwards, but I haven't heard anything in that regard, and I don't know if that if that leans towards being a negative or a positive thing. It just feels like it's a it-is-what-it-is moment right now.
I'm not real worried about him. I heard you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
I really should stop, but I can't. It's fun.
I'm not real worried about him at this point because I feel like he's getting the rest he needs.
Also, how much of that is just Henry Toa has stepped up in such a big way?
Yeah, he wasn't great last week, but he has otherwise. And so, I mean, hell, maybe he's one of the guys that steps up, you know, and because I feel like we might be having, you know, as I mentioned, these same conversations next week. But it'd be cool if the defense wins it and you're 3-1 having those conversations.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of injury things kind of popped up within. We mentioned the idea that Nico Collins was limited yesterday, dealing with the hamstring designation. Obviously, Tank didn't practice. You didn't have practice for Mixon, Pierce, and then Jimmy Ward didn't practice yesterday. So, look, the injury report getting a little bit a little bit heftier. We had seen a lot of good fortune early on not having a ton of injuries, and now they're starting to stack up. It is a war of attrition, football is, and so going to be interested to see how the Texans are able to handle that going forward. We're just getting started on a Football Friday here in the Loop. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about Thursday Night Football. First of all, what a mess of a game that was, but how would you feel if the Texans ended up winning in the same way that the Cowboys did last night? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.